Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. It's time for
the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And we welcome Eno Saris from The Athletic with us. Good morning, Eno. How are you?
Doing great. You?
Good.
Pretty good. We're grinding.
Yeah, grinding. On that grind.
You know what? I want to ask you, because I know you put a lot of thought and work and care into what you do, stuff plus models, but not always going to be 100% accurate. How do you account? Like Randy Vasquez, I'd imagine his stuff plus numbers are pretty...
not great.
Pretty not good, Bob, but you know what? He's been looking pretty good on the mound for the San Diego Padres. How do you kind of account for a guy like Randy Vasquez? Do you just assume he's going to fall off the edge of the cliff at some point, or are there guys who can defy and still be good pitchers without having great stuff?
Is are pretty good, actually.
Oh, really? Not bad.
So until this year, he was above average and stuff plus. And, you know, that was on the strength of a fastball that was a little better in years past. You know, he was 94 plus with the Yankees last year with the Padres, and this year it's more like 93. So, you know, the four-seam fastball has been better in the past than it is now. But the one thing that has been there for him always are the breaking balls. And in specific, that curveball has been so super huge for him. And so just to have two good breaking balls, and then, you know, I think the thing that, you know, this year he has a 96 stuff plus. That's, you know, close enough to average to say he has average stuff. I think the thing that has really made it work for him this year more than anything is really leaning into the three fastballs with the two breaking balls. And that's something that's kind of a trend in baseball. The way I say it is this. Let's say you have a great fastball and not a good breaking ball, like you're Andrew Haney or something. Andrew Haney is doing pretty well with the Pirates right now because he's throwing his fastball in three mediocre breaking balls. If you don't have a good one, throw three of them, you know? And so,
Like a slider, a sweeper?
Yeah. He's throwing a slider, sweeper, and a curve.
That's crazy. That's nuts to me. Like, my fastball's good. My off-speed sucks. I'm just going to throw different off-speed instead of trying to hone in on one, because I guess that makes you more readable, more discoverable. Oh, he's a fastball, curveball guy. Fastball's good. Curveball's average. You know, sit
is
on the fastball.
The one that breaks a little bit
left
to right?
That's crazy.
One that breaks a little bit up to down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and Casey Mize is trying the same thing. He's a fastball splitter guy in Detroit. He's just throwing three breaking balls on top of that, a fastball splitter. And the opposite, you know, is more common. I have a great breaking ball, and my fastballs aren't that good. That's a somewhat common problem in baseball. And the Phillies, the Mets, a couple other teams have really leaned into, hey, let's make sure that all of our guys throw multiple fastballs. You guys have heard me say that's what I want for Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
You know? And what Randy does is, like, you know, the hard stuff isn't great any single one of them. But if you're a hitter who's trying to sit on the hard stuff, let's say you sit four seam and you get cutter, you're just not going to make good contact.
Yeah.
And that's a Randy Vasquez start, right? Like, there's some walks, there's some strikeouts, and there's not really great contact. And I think that's part of it is they might sit fastball, get sinker. They might sit cutter, get fastball. You know, so he's just mixing up the stuff that's not as good. And then, you know, he knows he can always go to a breaking ball when he needs.
Yeah, any count, right? Like, he can throw his breaking ball any count, and it be an effective pitch for him. You know, Eno Saris joins us right now, and Eno, a couple weeks ago when Ben was out, we asked you about Dylan Cease. He's really put together a couple of really nice starts. You're kind of the one that said, don't worry about Dylan. He's gonna figure it out. Found the bite on his slider, certainly. Didn't get a lot of run support. But yeah, man, has really, really looked good and looked like the Dylan Cease that we're accustomed to seeing here in San Diego.
Yeah, I was believing his stuff. And, you know, just even when I'm saying, oh, he should throw a cut or whatever, it's just, that's more like a longevity thing. Like, I just think it would be good for his longevity to throw a bunch of fastballs just like everybody else. Because, you know, at some point he won't have the same kind of plus fastball that he has right now. But right now it's really working. You can see he's already starting to mix a little bit of that sinker in. And I think a cutter would help. But, you know, the other thing is that I think his mechanics kind of go in and out a little bit. And I think that's where the command problems come. So on the other hand, maybe just having a really simple repertoire is what he needs. You know, he needs to have a simple repertoire and simple mechanics to, you know, not run into these, you know, these high walk situations.
You know, Yu Darvish made a rehab start last night at AAA. It went pretty well, and there's a decent chance he won't need to make another one and will return to the Padres rotation as soon as next week. If they do so, there's talk that they may go with the six-man rotation with a lot of games, not many off days going up. Do you notice any difference when teams go to six-man rotations? Are you a fan of that strategy, especially in a busy part of the schedule?
Generally, extra rest is good. You know, I've also seen research that every pitch a pitcher throws over the course of the season makes them a little bit worse. And so, you know, reducing the workload on their starters is probably a good idea. So some teams are very top heavy. And I mean, to some extent, like even the Padres, you would rather have more starts, from Dylan Cease and Michael King than Randy Vasquez, right? Like, I mean, as much as we love Randy, right? Like, you'd rather have those guys start more games. And if you go to a six-man rotation, what you're doing is you're diluting how many starts. You might get one or two fewer starts from your studs. But I think the benefits at the end of the season are there. And I know the Padres are in it, you know, for the division, but they're also in it for the wild card. And they're also really focused on October success, you know, and I think to have October success, keeping everybody healthy, maybe giving them an extra day of rest, I think that could be as valuable as anything. And you know, it can even help the bullpen, because if you give them an extra day of rest and they go into the sixth and seventh instead of having to leave in the fifth, then you save your bullpen, and you don't use your bullpen so hard that in October they're gassed. So there's a lot of, like, ancillary benefits, and it might come at the cost of one or two starts from King and Cease, and I think that those things outweigh that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sober success, you know, is something that a lot of teams think about. And my tinfoil hat conspiracy that I'm like 10%. Believe it's true that none of these Dodgers pitchers are actually injured. They're just sitting back on them. They're phantom ILing them so that they are fresh and ready to go for the second half push for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well,
that's literally my theory.
Here's like a little, just a slight sort of rewording that, you know, it's something that I've been thinking about, which is, you know, everyone sort of looks at days missed as a great metric for, oh my God, the injury problem is so bad, you know?
Yes.
And I've been looking at Tommy John surgery. Tommy John surgery has leveled out. We are not actually seeing more Tommy, like the rate of increase, like it's basically plateaued. And yet days missed has gone up. I think these things are related. I think what we're doing is more preventative days missed. You know,
instead of necessary days missed because you're actually
hurt.
Yeah, I'm serious. So I mean, I'm looking at the list going, all right.
Baseball load management a little bit,
which is what I'm
saying. It is. Yeah. If you're not 100%, we're not going to put you out there.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be like, oh, I'm 95. I'll figure it out. Now it's like, what? No, sorry. You know, you're 95%. No, that's not good. You got to at least miss the start. Right. Oh, you're down to 89%? All right, you know, let's just take a 10-day break.
Yep. Yeah. No, I look, and you watch when all these guys get off the IL how good that team potentially could look, because I see the updated list tweeted out every day, and I go, my God, and they're still winning. You know, they know that they've got enough firepower offensively and in the bullpen right now that are healthy that they can go out and still, you know, take every series they play in, certainly. So I looked at it and I went, there might be a little bit of load management for these guys. It would be an interesting
one. Like, Roki's fastball was down like 4 miles an hour.
Right,
so. Right.
Yeah, for
probably
sure.
Hurt.
For sure. I wanted to ask you, talking to Eno Saris too, our pal, mutual friend Jake Mintz wrote a really great piece about the Colorado Rockies this week. And, you know, Bud Black was on the chopping block, lost his gig. And what Jake found when he discovered, and you retweeted it and said, yeah, I had suspected the same thing. How far behind other teams are the Colorado Rockies, analytically?
What's the line from Moneyball?
50 feet of crap?
Then there's the Colorado Rockies. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, you know, the thing that got me, and probably you too, is when you read it, the fact that they sit around and laugh at other teams that are investing so much in the with their arms crossed
proprietary stock plus models.
Right. They're like, these idiots, what are they doing? And it's like, could you think of a location in Major League Baseball that needs proprietary info more than them? Like more than the Colorado Rockies. They should be leading the charge in what works best for their pitching staff.
No, yeah. I had a friend who was deep in analytics that told me that they basically their park costs them, you know, 7 to 8 wins a year. You know, so if they want to be a 90 win team, they have to build a 98 win team.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's a really difficult thing. And then on top of it, I've been asking around, you know, with people I know that have worked with the Rockies in the past or worked for, there's a real, that sense that, like, you know, we know better. It's as much of a problem as investment, because what they've done is they have paid for, you know, directors of R&D and they've invested, quote unquote, in their R&D department. And what happened was those people came in, looked around, and then left in March and April when people do not leave baseball jobs. If you're in a bad baseball job, you stick in it until October, September when they hire again and you jump to another job. These people, there were two directors of R&D, consecutive directors of R&D that came in there, were hired, were told something, got on the field, got in there, and left in April. And so it's something is really rotten in Denmark over there where they're just not open to new ideas. Yeah. They think they've got it figured out. And even if they're willing to invest, they're not doing the groundwork to be like, okay, we're actually going to listen to this guy.
Last thing for me, Eno, and Jeff Passan made the somewhat depressing suggestion that maybe the Pittsburgh Pirates should just trade Paul Skeens now because they don't have any hope of building a winner around him before he becomes too expensive for them to keep. And he sadly has a kind of a point there. He says, I wouldn't actually do it. And Wood said, give the Pirates fans something to go watch. But if you are trying to build a team around him, I mean, would you consider trading Paul Skeens now if you were the Pirates? Does that make logical sense to you?
And when does the cycle end for the Pittsburgh Pirates, then, if you trade Paul Skeens? When does the cycle end? You get new prospects in, and you can't pay those, or you won't pay those?
Or one of them turns out to be a superstar, and then
right.
you trade him, and
exactly.
cycle
when,
again.
When does it end?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is this. Like, he's not a free agent until 2030. If you're saying right now in 2025 that you can't build a team that can be competitive in the next 5 years, then how are you the GM,
right.
you know? So I think there's no way that this GM will do that. He has to feel enough of fire under his seat to know that he can't do that. You know, that's not on the table. He probably, I don't know what he thinks. He might think he has 3 years to prove yeah. that he should still have a job. And so that's all during Skeens. If I was running the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think I would just focus on the hitting program. You know, there's something rotten. There's something not working with the hitting program. You know, guys that are high draft picks are coming in and striking out too much or not hitting for power or both. And Ke'Bryan Hayes never took that step forward that they thought when they gave him that extension. And so there's just really the only real shining star that they have is O'Neill Cruz and maybe Brian Reynolds, who's already starting to decline. So they need hitting help. They need it badly. They need to give someone the keys. What I think of is like Jason Ochart in Boston. They gave him the keys to the entire hitting program, and you've seen Christian Campbell, Roman Anthony. You know, they're pumping out guys, and even on the lower end, they're taking guys that aren't really viable for the major leagues and making them viable. And the way they did that was they said, hey, you do what you want to do. You ask us for money, we will give it to you. You know, like you change this entire program. I've seen some of what happens in Pittsburgh. It's sort of piecemeal. Some guys from Huntington, some guys who were there from Charrington, some guys who were second wave. You know, it's like there's nobody who's like, I'm going to take this over and I'm going to make this mine. And they're going to give me all the resources I need.
Got several listeners on Twitter that could probably apply for the gig based on what I see on a nightly basis. You know, we got some talented people out there.
Appreciate it. Run out of time. Thank you so much. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.